You're listening to the Morning Brew with Stu Podcast, and here's your host, Stuart Brooking.
And here we go. Welcome to the Morning Brew with Stu. As always, I'm your host, Stuart Brooking, and my guest today, he returns. He's from the Jack of All Trade Sports Podcast. He is a friend of mine and the resident Cleveland Browns fan on the podcast. Yep. It is the one, the only, Jack Burney. Jack, welcome back. And at least your team is playing in Wild Card Weekend.
Yeah, man. Glad to be back on the show. I'm excited to talk about some NFL playoffs, and I feel bad for you and the Colts. That was a tough loss to watch on Saturday night, but hopefully the Browns can avenge the Colts and get a win over the Texans.
Could you imagine if they won? Our two teams would be playing each other right now. But
I know, and it would have been in Indy. I probably would have tried to go, man. It would have been sweet.
All right, let's run through some of these playoff matchups for the NFL. That's what we're going to do. Starting off with the Saturday game, your team, as we just talked about, the Cleveland Browns, are going to take on the Houston Texans. The Texans are cooking. They've been cooking all year. C.J. Stroud looks like he should be the rookie of the year. This is going to be a tough task for that very, very good Browns defense. But I think if there was ever a defense that's going to give the rookie some problems, it's this one. But what's your thoughts on this matchup, at least for the Browns defense heading into this Texans offense?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good game. I mean, obviously, C.J. Stroud's had an incredible year. Rookie of the year, no doubt, in my opinion. And honestly, as a Browns fan, much rather would have seen the Jaguars or the Colts, because when we played the Texans earlier this year, it was Case Keenum. So we didn't really get to see C.J. Stroud. So I think it's going to be a challenge for the Browns defense. Stroud's locked in. He's playing well. But honestly, I mean, rookie quarterbacks, especially first-round rookie quarterbacks who've made the playoffs in their first year, have consistently struggled the last couple of times they played in a playoff game. I think the last two to do it were Andrew Luck and RG3 back in 2012. And they lost by double digits. So that trend has happened. Obviously, it hasn't happened in a while, but Stroud has proven to us that he's not just a normal rookie. So I think he's going to play well. But I mean, I think, like you said, if there's any defensive coordinator that can scheme up something that can slow the Texans down, it's Jim Schwartz. And I think it's going to be a great game. Joe Flacco historically has the tied for the most playoff wins on the road in NFL history. So I'm hoping he can keep playing well on the road. And I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a close game, but I have confidence in the Browns defense that they're going to come out on top.
Let's focus on that Browns offense. You mentioned it. You know, you talked about Joe Flacco. There are some holes in this defense. Now, Devin Singletary is pretty good for the Texans. Jalen Petrie is pretty good as well. But, you know, I do think they are pretty old in the pass rushing, you know, side of things. You look at, they got Jerry Hughes. I think he's been playing football since 1943. They do have the youngster in Anderson, so he's been pretty good. But overall, that defensive line has got some age on them a little bit, with the exception of Will Anderson. I look at it, you got Amari Cooper, you've got other weapons. Joe Flacco is playing like 2012 Baltimore Ravens Joe Flacco. I love this matchup for the Browns offense, in my opinion. I think this could be one of those ones where we watch Amari Cooper and Joe Flacco just, you know, go crazy in this game.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because like a lot of Browns fans I know are worried about C.J. Stroud. But I keep telling them, last time we played the Texans, they had pretty much a fully healthy defense, and Amari Cooper put up a franchise record 265 receiving yards. And Flacco was dicing him up on Christmas Eve. So if they can do that again, then we don't need to worry about C.J. Stroud. I really like how Flacco's looked. Obviously, him and David Njoku are building really camaraderie as well together. And also, the running game with Jerome Ford has been pretty good, I mean, throughout the remainder of the season. So if the Browns offense can have their way with that Texans defense, which I think is probably the weak link of that team, I mean, Baker Mayfield put up 35 points against them. And we just saw Baker struggled to score against the Panthers last week. So it depends on what Texans defense you get. I think Will Anderson's probably the defensive rookie of the year, but I'm expecting the Browns offense to have a big game led by January Joe.
I agree. And we've seen Joe struggle with some interceptions at different points this year, different points throughout his career. But if he can go on a run like he did in 2012, where he doesn't turn the ball over in the playoffs, you guys might be hoisting up the Lombardi at the end of the year. So
well, let's hope so, man. I'm not going to get too far ahead of myself.
All right, let's move to the 8 o'clock game that night. It's on Peacock. Chiefs Dolphins. If you would have said about week three, week four, we were going to have Chiefs Dolphins, everybody would have thought this would have been a marquee matchup. This was going to be two teams that, you know, must have been, you know, it's a shame because one of these two teams is going to be playing for a Super Bowl. I was watching Good Morning Football this morning. They talked about how this is the worst Chiefs team they've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And since Patrick Mahomes has been there, we know the Dolphins struggles and kind of what they don't have on the defensive front. For me, man, when I look at this overall, Jack, what I got to say is I think you're dumb if you rule out Patrick Mahomes. Like, if you say, like, this Chiefs team has been struggling, I'm not so sure this is the team. Like, I think you're crazy because he's one of those guys like Tom Brady, like Peyton Manning, like Aaron Rodgers. Right when you start to count him out, he's going to remind you who he is and show you who he is. And I think this could be a Chiefs team that's hearing all the noise, that's listening to the outside stuff and come mission.
I agree with you, and I'm totally on the same page about Patrick Mahomes. He's a generational player. He's, in my opinion, had the best five-year start to a career for a quarterback in the history of the league. And yeah, it's been a down year. Yeah, they have a lot of questions, especially at the receiver position. They haven't looked like that dominant offense we've seen from the Kansas City Chiefs. But you know, when the lights come on in the playoffs, Mahomes is going to show up. Travis Kelce is going to show up. Those guys have been there. They've done that. I expect them to show up on Saturday. And the thing that really gives me confidence in the Chiefs is that defense. I mean, that defense has been really, really good all season long. And Miami, they have a lot of injuries on their defense, one. And two, I mean, I just think the Chiefs, especially that defense, they like a physical game. Whereas the Dolphins, I think, kind of don't like playing a physical game. It's going to be cold weather as well. Obviously, the Dolphins wanted to play in Miami. Now they're going to have to go with negative 15 with the wind chill in Kansas City on Saturday. I think the Chiefs are going to win. I think it might be a statement win for the Chiefs, and they're going to remind everyone who they are.
Let's look at the Dolphins side of things. They do have a high-powered offense, and I do think, you know, they are smart. And I think what doesn't get credited enough and what's not talked about enough with them is the ability to run the football. And that's because they have, you know, Tyreek mm-hmm. Hill. You know, Tua's done a great job, but if you go back to the time that their head coach spent at Washington and San Francisco and all those types of things, and you listen to him talk, he had to develop unique ways to run the football because everybody, Sean McVay's doing the passing stuff, Kyle Shanahan was doing the passing stuff, but for him to make his mark in Washington and for him to really stand out, he had to come up with a different way, and that was evolving the running game. What they did with the youngster and A-Chain to begin the year, what they've done with Raheem Mostert and seemingly yeah. restoring his career off that playoff run, I think for them, if they can establish the run early, that's going to set up the big plays down the field for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know about the Dolphins, Tua, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. That's pretty much everything that gets talked about. But actually against the Bills, their best success in that game last week was running the ball with Devon Achane. And they didn't have Raheem Mostert. I think they're going to get him back. So you're right. I mean, establishing the run is going to be huge because the thing that I think the Chiefs defense is going to have a huge advantage over with guys like Chris Jones is at the line of scrimmage, especially because the Dolphins have an injured offensive line. But if the Dolphins can establish the run to set up the deep pass, they'll be right in this game and they can make it closer than I think a lot of people think. I think the Chiefs are only like 3.5-point favorites. And with just the way the Chiefs offense has struggled, I think if the Dolphins can kind of get an early lead, the Chiefs will kind of start feeling that pressure, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I completely agree. I think the problem for the Dolphins at times, like you said, is their aggressiveness. Like you talked about earlier, I think they get hit in the face and mm-hmm. they don't necessarily know how to respond. So moving on to Sunday now, we had the first game of the day is the Steelers and Bills. Talk about a Bills team that just a couple of weeks ago, everybody thought was out of the playoffs. Here they are. Yep. They're in. They're fighting for the shot. And then a Steelers team who I don't know how Mike Tomlin does it.
No. Nope.
But it's like he goes to Walmart, finds the cashier and says, hey, you're playing quarterback for me. And yet somehow is still able to make the playoffs. You talk about Mason Rudolph, a guy who your guy – Myles Garrett almost killed a couple of years ago on national television. We go back. I don't know if they're done with Kenny Pickett or what, because he was healthy. He was warming up last week. But he didn't get to start. Mason Rudolph did. It's likely going to be Mason Rudolph again heading into the playoffs, I would say. This is a team that, despite all odds, Jack, has found a way to make it to the playoffs again and get 10 wins again. And that streak of not having a losing season continues for Mike Tomlin.
What a turnaround for both these teams. I mean, starting with the Steelers, I mean, I thought they were done. You know, they're 7-4, Pickett goes down, they lose to the 2-win Cardinals and Patriots, and they get blown out by your team and Indy. They're 7-7. I'm like, man, this team is done. They're not going to make the playoffs. They're going to have a losing season. Then Tomlin puts in Mason Rudolph, and they win 3 in a row to end the year, and now they're finding themselves in the playoffs. I mean, that's a testament to Mike Tomlin and his coaching job. 17 seasons without being below 500 is really, I think, an incredible accomplishment. And then as for the Bills, I thought they were out of the playoffs after they lost to Denver, and then they lose that game to Philadelphia. Then they beat Kansas City, and when they beat Kansas City, I'm like, all right, maybe they can turn it around. And they did. They won the AFC East after how bad they started the season. I didn't think that was a possibility. It's going to be an interesting game, I think, between the Bills and the Steelers. I think the Bills at their best can beat anybody in the league. And it really is kind of the roller coaster Josh Allen experiment. When Josh Allen is at the top of his game, the Bills are better than pretty much any other team in football. When he's at his worst, the Bills could lose to any team. So it depends on what Josh Allen they're going to get on Saturday. TJ Watt being out for the Steelers is huge. And I think that kind of kills their chances in this matchup.
Listen, I thought they should have done this last year in the draft. I projected them taking a running back because I felt like the thing holding them back last year was they were too reliant on Josh Allen. And like you mentioned, you know, when Josh is on, they're great. But when he's not on, they struggle. And I think a way to counteract that is with a good running game. They've seemed to find it. They have found it a little bit and those types of things, but I don't necessarily think, Jack, that it's still a gap, you know, this game breaking, you know, Ghostbusters, whatever you want to call it, type of offense that they found. And instead, man, are running the game. I think they're just trying to survive. I still think they're missing a running game, which may not hurt them versus the Steelers, but if they go on to play the Chiefs or they go on to play, you know, some of these other teams, I think a run game could hurt them.
I agree with you. I mean, James Cook had a decent year, I would say, but like it's not a reliable part of their offense, in my opinion. And really, the thing that would concern me if I'm a Bills fan, probably won't hurt them against the Steelers, is even though they finished the year 5-0, they win the AFC East, that Josh Allen to Stephon Diggs connection really hasn't been the same since midseason. I mean, they were great early in the season, but the record wasn't great. They start winning these games, but the most explosive part of their offense, that Allen to Diggs connection, kind of fell off. And I think if they want to truly make a run to the AFC Championship and to the Super Bowl, they're going to need Allen and Diggs to get back on the same page.
Yeah, I completely agree. All right, we are recording this on Tuesday at about 12:36. So by the time you guys hear this, it is no longer breaking news. But real quick, Jack, I just want to get your thoughts on some breaking news. The Titans have fired head coach Mike Vrabel. What do you think?
No way.
Yeah.
Adam
Schefter tweeted it just 5 minutes ago.
Wow. Okay. Well, that is a shock to me. I mean, I think Mike Vrabel is a great coach. And obviously the Titans haven't had the success they were having early in Vrabel's tenure the last couple of years. But, you know, they just beat the Jaguars. You know, it was kind of like a galvanizing win for the team. And I think Vrabel's going to land on his feet and get another head coaching job. Personally, I mean, I know Ohio State's bringing back Ryan Day, but I wanted Ohio State to try and get Vrabel if the Titans were going to get rid of him after the loss to Michigan and all that, because Vrabel's an Ohio State grad, all that stuff. But my opinion is, this kind of sends the Patriots antenna up for me, because obviously Vrabel's a New England guy. He has New England ties. Maybe Belichick is next. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, some breaking news coming down in Tennessee. I'm kind of shocked as well. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, who Tennessee goes and gets. I hope it's somebody terrible because I hate them. And right. I hope they find somebody who really ruins that organization. I mean that in the nicest way possible. All right, we're going to kind of speed through these final games here. The Packers, Cowboys. I'm impressed with Jordan Love. I'm impressed with the Packers and what they were able to do to make it to the playoffs. And then the Cowboys, it seems like if there was ever a year they were going to make the NFC Championship game, Jack, it's this year.
I agree. And I've been really impressed with Jordan Love too. He's done an outstanding job. I mean, kind of proving that he is the guy moving forward in Green Bay. Supposed to be a rebuilding year for the Packers. they're in the playoffs. But I think the road ends here for Green Bay. Dallas is good, and they're really good at home. And like you said, if there's ever been a year recently for Dallas to return to the NFC Championship, it's this year. They get two home rounds because they're the two seed. Dak's playing well. CeeDee Lamb, I think, is like a top three receiver in the league now. He had an outstanding year. And then they have Micah Parsons in that defense. It's going to be an interesting game. I think the Packers might keep it close, but I think the Cowboys will probably pull away late.
And then the next game we have is the Rams-Lions. Both revenge games for both quarterbacks. Both of them going to show, hey, you never should have traded me. The Lions, I have questions about because – and the Rams do too. But the Lions were a team who early on in the year we looked at could be a Super Bowl contender. And then all of a sudden, you know, they've had some instances where not so much. I just – the problem and the concern I have is – when they get punched in the mouth, can they compete with this team? And it maybe they can't, but I think I definitely know Dan Campbell is going to have this team ready to go. I know he's going to have them ready to fight, but this one to me is the one I can't wait to sit down and watch, Jack, is this Lions-Rams game.
Yeah, I think this is the marquee game of the weekend as well. Obviously, you mentioned for the reasons the storyline, Stafford back in Detroit, Goff going up against his old team. I think it's going to be a really good game. The Sam Laporta injury for the Lions hurts them, but they've been an outstanding offense all year. They play really well at home. Jared Goff plays a lot better at home, so they have that aspect. But the Rams have been rolling, and I still think they have the coaching advantage with Sean McVay. So if I'm picking a game where I think there's probably going to be an upset, I would probably pick the Rams over Detroit.
Yeah, and I know it's an upset, but it doesn't necessarily seem like an upset because, like, again, this is a Lions team, a lot like the Dolphins team that has given up some games that maybe they probably should have won earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then we talk about a team that's not necessarily playing their best football right now, and we're talking about the defending NFC champions, the Philadelphia Eagles, that head into Monday night versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And let me tell you something. I have been beaten and battered and bruised for standing on the I support and believe in Baker Mayfield bandwagon. And if there was ever a game, Jack, if there was ever a game that you have a guy like Baker Mayfield foaming at the mouth, it's right here, right now. He's got him in the playoffs. He's hearing what everybody's saying, how he couldn't score 9 points against the Panthers. I think he's going to come out. He's going to want to prove a message. I think this could be a coming out party for Baker Mayfield. I got real concerns about the Eagles. I got concerns about Nick Sirianni. My thing is, you know, I question kind of how they run things. I'm not the type of, like, keep a buttoned up, you know,
right.
organization, those types of things. But there are times where I think maybe Nick Sirianni's been too – he's tried to make it bigger than the team, or he's tried to let the players be bigger than the team, and it's come back to bite them in the rear end. And, hey, what can I say? When you lose Shane Steichen, what can I say, right? I'm glad to have him. But the point is, I think Nick Sirianni and maybe the way he's run this team has kind of let them put them in the spot that they're in.
Yeah, I mean, talk about a tailspin. They're 10-1. They're the one seed in the NFC. And we always hear about that Super Bowl hangover, especially for the loser of the Super Bowl. We thought the Eagles weren't going to have it. And then they lose 5 out of their last 6 games. They kind of limp into the playoffs. Jalen Hurts is kind of banged up. There's a lot of question marks with this Philadelphia team. I don't love the spot they're in at all. And I really don't love the job Nick Sirianni's done this year, kind of piggybacking off what you said there. As for the Buccaneers, I feel like they're kind of playing with house money. And I like them in this matchup. I mean, I know that the Eagles on paper are the better team. They have the double-digit wins. We just saw Tampa Bay struggle with the Panthers, offensively especially. But Tampa Bay's at home. They play better at home. And like you said, Baker's going to be so motivated in this game that I would not be surprised if Philadelphia, I don't want to say takes them lightly, but takes them lightly. And then Tampa Bay comes out on top.
I completely agree. So before we go, Jack, we're going to do our picks. We're going to do game picks for the playoffs. All right. So we're going to start off with the Cleveland Browns Texans. This is a tough decision. Maybe the second toughest one I'm going to have all playoffs. I think I'm going to go though, with the experience, I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns and Joe Flacco in that offense and Kevin Stefanski, who's been there before. What about you, Jack? Who are you going with?
I agree. Think it's going to be a close game, but I'm going to trust the experience. I'm going to trust Joe Flacco. I'm going to trust Stefanski. I'm going to trust Myles Garrett in that defense. I think the Browns bring home another playoff win.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
All right. Next one's Dolphins, Chiefs. I'm going with the Chiefs. I think there's too many people counting them out. I think there's too many people saying that this is not their year. I mean, Chiefs for me.
If this game was in Miami, I might pick the Dolphins, but it's in Kansas City. Mahomes doesn't lose home playoff games. I'm going to go with the Chiefs as well.
All right, then we fast forward to Sunday, Steelers, Bills. I'm going to go with the Bills. I like the Bills in this matchup. I'm judging this one strictly off the quarterbacks. I think Josh Allen's clearly a better quarterback than Mason Rudolph, so I'm going with the Buffalo Bills in this matchup.
No, TJ Watt means I don't think the Steelers have a chance. I think the Bills win. I'll say by two scores.
Okay. Packers, Cowboys. Man, that Packers, that Cowboys team's so good. So good. But I'm a huge Jordan Love believer. So do I want to take the underdog here? Or do I want to take the Cowboys? I think I'm going to take the boys. I'm going to go with the Cowboys over the Packers in this one.
I agree. Tempted to take Jordan Love. He's playing great football, but Dallas has been great at home, and I think they continue that and win their first round game. Yep.
Rams and Lions. This is going to be the most fun matchup of the weekend. I'm going with the Lions in this one. I think ACDC gets them going. I think he figures it out, and I think they find themselves advancing to the playoffs.
I'm going to take the Rams. I think the Rams get the upset. I'm going with the quarterback I trust more, Matt Stafford. I'm going with the coach I trust more, Sean McVay. Nothing against the Lions. They've had an outstanding season, but the Rams have won in this spot before, and I think they'll do it again.
And if there's ever been a time where I think maybe a team could reel off several in a row and make a Super Bowl run, could it not be the Rams? I mean, just the way
100%.
I think they're going. I think this is the team where, like, last year we were like, oh, they sucked. Then you get rid of Stafford. And then this year, like, they might be the most dangerous team in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Then we have the Monday night game. We have the Eagles and the Buccaneers. My heart's telling me something, and my brain's telling me something else, but I'm going to go with the upset on this one. I'm taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers over the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm going to pick the more talented team. Wouldn't be surprised if the Buccaneers win, but I'm going to take the Eagles. Even though they've been in the tailspin, I think they show up at least for one round and win this one.
All right, Jack. Well, that's it. That's our playoff preview heading into the playoffs. Real quick, Jack, just let everybody know where they can find you, what you're working on, you know, your podcast, all that good stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm going to also have a playoff preview out this week. It'll probably be out on Thursday, Jack of All Trades Sports Podcast. You can find it on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. So that'll be exciting. You can also watch me on WTWO. I'm the weekend sports anchors, most of you know. So tune in to Channel 2 for your weekend sports.
All right. And for those of you at home, I hope you have a good day, good night, good afternoon, whatever it is, you have a good one. I'll see you next week.